I'll go further back than that, because, and I love bringing this up, but I'm working at TSN in Toronto, and Mark Scheifele gets sent back to junior for his second time, and there was a conversation. I didn't know Mark. I'd seen him play, but I didn't know the man at all. Talking about whether Mark Scheifele was going to be a bust because he was going back to junior, and it shocked me. You know, I spent my whole life working in the NHL. Like, that's the way it was supposed to be. Then he's supposed to go play in the American League for a couple of years. But there's a pressure that he's carried with him here, you know, and there's a good example, first-round pick in Canada. If you don't make it as an 18-year-old, clearly there's something wrong with you.
First-ever pick of the franchise here in Winnipeg.
He's going to score 25 maybe this year. I don't know. He's a good hockey player. So to this year, his numbers were down in the first half of the year, prorated from last year. I think he had 49 last year, so we're looking for, you know, is it going to get to 60? And then something changed for him, and that was Nick Ehlers. So this is a bit of a long-winded answer, but you're used to those from me. So Nick Ehlers makes your hockey team, and he's an offensive player. He's got to play with really one or two center icemen. He's got to play with Little, or he's going to play with Scheifele. But if whoever he's going to play with, you're not running that guy against the other team's best. Mark's still a young guy, and Nicky's cutting his teeth in this league. So now Mark goes from a guy who played with Blake Wheeler last year for almost the entire season. Blake was plus 26 in that time. It's a good pairing to be in the driver of his own line, and that changes everything. So he played with a bunch of different guys. Pearl went in there. Stafford went in there. Thorburn at times. But now Mark's the guy. And he's got 12 goals. His numbers are down, and I'm not playing him quite as much. His minutes are slightly down because I'm finding him against a different line. I'm finding different people for him to play against. But he's got 12 goals closing in December, so I'm thinking this guy's having a really, really good year, quietly. Then he suffers two injuries. He's got the concussion right at the end of Christmas in practice, and a bigger one. Mark went into the boards in Dallas, had a bit of a tear and a real good bruise to his quad, and that took... So he missed 11 games in total, but he came back and played for 2 or 3 weeks where he had nothing going. He couldn't skate. Now he's healthy. And then what changes for him is Blake Wheeler comes back to play with him. And now those two guys in some ways. Now Blake's numbers are off a little bit, but Scheif's numbers take off. He's also playing against the other team's best. So the question that Gary, you had is, what's this guy's ceiling? It's not offensive for me. He's going to score 25 to 50 to 40. Realistically, I think he's probably in that 25, 30, maybe gets hot and kicks in 40. But I wouldn't shock me if he scored more. I mean, if he just converts half the posts he hits.
Yeah, he's the blacksmith. A lot of iron.
He gets to it. Where his ceiling will be is what he can do defensively against those players. At the end of the day, to get those high-end numbers, two things happen. You have to be on the ice close to the 20-minute mark for the most part, and you got to be on the number one power play unit. For him to get on the ice close to that 20-minute mark, I got to play him against the other team's best, and he's only doing that if he's the best of our centermen to do that. So right now, Brian Little's ahead of him in that department. But if he gets to that, then he'll play against Getzlaff, and he'll play against all these guys. He'll play against Kopitar, but you have to be able to do both. You're trying to model a center iceman with skills game, you would, for me, model after Jonathan Toews all day long, because at the end of the game, with a lead or without, that guy's on the ice, and that's where we want to see Mark.